Give from the heart. And that really is the focus of our conversation with Father James Kubicki this morning at 12 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the feast day of St. Paul Miki and Companions. These are Jesuits and Franciscans and lay people who died during the persecution of the Church of Japan and the persecution of our Catholic Church in Japan, late 1500s, early 1600s, about three centuries before Nagasaki. And they were giving from the heart constantly up to the moment of death. Talk a little bit about giving from the heart. In sometimes it's tough to give from the heart, where you know you have to do it, and perhaps it's a family situation where there may be a little bit of strife going on, and you know you have to give from the heart, but there's that tug from somewhere, maybe Satan, saying, no, you know, you get to take care of yourself first, John, before anybody else. How do you balance that?
Well, that's a good question, John, and, you know, I couldn't help, as you were talking, think of the example in the gospel that Jesus said, you know, that he was observing people coming and leaving offerings behind, and they were giving from their surplus, and they had a lot to give, and they were giving a lot. But then a poor widow came along with two small coins, and it was all she had, and she gave sacrificially, and Jesus said she gave more than all the other people. So, you know, it's that question, as we look at ourselves, we often think, well, what I have is so little, but giving from the heart means we do it with love, and we maybe feel the pinch a little. It's not the destitution and become dependent on government or other people, but to give from the heart means to give with a little bit of a pinch, that we give up maybe our designer coffee during the week, and we add that to our almsgiving for Relevant Radio, or some other thing that we really like, and we give that up and take the money that we would be spending on ourselves and giving it to help the mission work of Relevant Radio. So it's a matter of giving from the heart, giving with love, and feeling a bit of that pinch, realizing that God is not going to be outdone in generosity, and that if we give generously to the work of God, that God is going to bless us abundantly. And I'm sure many of our listeners could tell stories of how they stepped out in faith and took a chance and made an offering of one kind or another, and what they received in return was so much more than what they gave. And that's another part of giving from the heart.
And have you noticed that one of the blessings of giving from the heart is the gift that the Holy Spirit gives you, because it puts your own blessings in perspective? If God has blessed you with his providence, or if you have a little bit of money and how to use that, yeah, on yourself, on your family, stuff that's obviously necessary for your own personal comfort, but also maybe, as you say, just to give yourself a little discomfort to make sure that that money that you give from the heart to support your parish, to support Catholic Charities, to support Relevant Radio, whatever it might be, is going for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's part of it, too, is realizing, you know, it's easy to give from surplus, but it's another thing to give when we feel that pinch, or right, where we give something up that we really like and then use that money to support the work of the church.
Because when you give it up and you realize at the other end of giving it up that, oh, well, that felt actually pretty good. It's a new way. It's a new way. That's one of the other gifts of the Holy Spirit, is to see how sacrifice feels, and it becomes your norm, and it's pretty cool to be in that zone.
That's right. You know, in the heart, you know, when I was director of the Apostleship of Prayer and promoted devotion to the Heart of Jesus, I would often talk about how the heart is a symbol of love. We all know that. We have Valentine's Day coming up here pretty soon. And it, you know, the heart is a symbol of love, but we often think of love in terms of getting something. You know, when I get pleasure, or I love what makes me feel good, and love is that's not love. Love is when we give to others, and we may end up feeling good because we're giving, but it's not the same kind of pleasure or getting when we say, well, I really love frozen custard or whatever it may be.
That's wonderful. And the great, great spiritual direction on Giving from the Heart today from Father James Kubicki, a Jesuit priest. Of course, you hear him daily with his prayer reflections on Relevant Radio. And Father is the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Father Kubicki, as always, thank you. God bless you.